Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 2, we were taught that those who rebel against the authorities over them are not right with God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
If you're rebelling against someone over you or on the job, then my friend, you may not be right with God. You see, God has established dominions of this world, human government, and there are people today that rebel against the tax code, and I don't like the tax codes. I don't know too many people that enjoy paying taxes. I don't care for it, but it's the law, so I do it. The headship of the husband over the wife. The parents over the children, the pastor in the local church. Now, my friend, rebellion in these areas is really not only against authorities, it's against God, because God ordained the authorities. So often false teachers want to bend those things, do things their own way. Even angels do not despise God-given authority. You remember Michael in the book of Jude? He didn't rebuke Satan. He said, "The Lord rebuke thee." Now, simply, there are too many Christians that are being taken in by religious rackets today looking for a loophole in holiness and righteousness. And the call of Jesus, the apostles, and all the prophets from Genesis to Revelation is to repent. That is, to turn from sin, to turn from depending on yourself. But repentance is not just stopping a bad action. It's doing also what's right. It's turning from and turning to. You turn to Jesus Christ and His righteousness. I believe Acts 3:19 says it best. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. Think how good that is when you come to Jesus Christ. He will never leave you nor forsake you. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "There is no temptation that has taken you but such as is common to man. But God will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it." Now, I left out one phrase. What was that phrase? God is faithful. God, who is faithful, will not suffer you. And you see, that makes the difference, because He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Philippians 4:13 is a promise of strength, as long as I do things in the strength of the Lord, where He says, "For I can do all things through Christ who strengtheth me." Now, yes, there is a promise in 2 Timothy 3:12 that if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you'll suffer persecution. But the result of that is in Romans 8:18, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Oh, you may have to suffer for the Lord in great ways, it'll seem to us. But please understand that in heaven that'll seem so minute in its greatness compared to the greatness of the glory that He will bestow. Now, my friend, why not repent? You think of the flood. You think of the judgment of Sodom. And I can't help but to think of Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Now, my friend, are you prepared to meet God? You're not prepared to live until you're prepared to die. And you're not prepared to die until you're prepared to meet God. And you're not prepared to meet God until you meet and receive the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Death is the king of terrors, Job 18, verse 14 says. It's a dreadful thing to face the king of terrors without the king of kings. Oh, listen, Jesus Christ never sinned. Never sinned one time. Yet, He is on the cross to bear the penalty for the sins of the whole world. He's dying there on your behalf. Oh, that should be you. That should be me on that cross. It's an ugly scene. He shows us how terrible sin really is in God's sight, and what a horrible price had to be paid to set us free from sin. As a Christian, when I think of that cross, my heart fills with gratitude for what Christ did for me there as my sacrifice and substitute. He made it possible for me to be forgiven and to be saved from sin. And I just need to walk in obedience to Him as a result of that great love. But my friend, if you're not saved, if you've never received Christ as your Savior, your sin is real. You cannot do anything about it except to trust Jesus Christ. And don't wait. Don't wait to do that. You see, when Jesus was dying on the cross, shedding His precious blood, He was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. And 3 days later, He rose up victorious over hell and the grave. And my friend, He wants you to have this everlasting life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by Me. Now, it may seem narrow to you that Jesus says, I am the way and the only way. But He said it's a narrow way. You don't get it by being good. You don't get it by joining a church. You don't get it by being religious. No, you must receive Christ. So what must you do to be saved, to have eternity, to be placed in God's hands? Admit that you are a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Now, when you're admitting you're a sinner, what you're saying is, I understand that I'm so sinful, I deserve to go to hell. That I cannot be good enough, I cannot earn my way to heaven, I cannot in any way save myself. I am depraved. If you don't see that, my friend, you can't be saved, and eternity will never be your home in heaven. And then be willing to repent. That is to turn from depending upon yourself and turn from your sin as well. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere now to repent, because He's appointed a day in which He will judge the world. And believing that Jesus Christ died for you, shedding His precious blood there on the cross, and that He was buried and rose from the dead. Because it's through His blood that we have forgiveness of sins, Colossians 1:14 says. And so, my friend, believing that He did this for you, and believing that God does not lie, He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. My friend, He will save you if you will come to Him. Just through prayer, you invite Jesus Christ into your life as your Savior. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, my friend, you can do that right now, right where you are. In a moment, I'm going to pray a prayer asking the Lord for salvation. Now, there'll only be words if you don't mean it in your heart. But if you really mean it, then, my friend, I encourage you to call upon the Lord to save you. And do that now by praying this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I am willing, by your help, to turn from my sin and myself. And I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, would you write us and let us know? Our announcer will be giving you our mailing address here in just a few moments, and we'd like to hear from you. Or you could even email us through our web address, which he will also give you. And then we will be able to help you in your new life by sending you a booklet titled Building Blocks. Now, Building Blocks is instruction for a new Christian. Tells them and teaches them how to study the Bible to get more from it, what to pray for, how to pray, shows you different things about Bible doctrine, the kind of church you should attend. It even shows you how to lead another person to the Lord and how to serve God. My friend, I'll send that booklet to you absolutely free. Just write us and let us know you asked the Lord to save you. Or if you have already been saved, but you would like to use a booklet like that to help others to grow in their new life, then you write us and we'll mail that to you absolutely free. Just say, Brother Andy, I'm already saved, but I'd like to have building blocks to be able to help someone else grow in this new life. Well, my friend, I see that our time is up. Lamp and Light Broadcast seeks to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are. We want to take the listener through a book of the Bible using the old King James Version, going verse by verse. We stick to the fundamentals of literal instead of allegorical interpretation of Scripture. And although sometimes it may seem hard, it may seem direct, we speak the truth in love. It is our intention, my friend, to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. And knowing that, my friend, we encourage you to get others to listen in to our broadcast. God's Word does not return unto Him void. That's why we teach it verse by verse. Would you get others to listen in to our broadcast? This is how the Lamp and Light grows. So I trust that you will ask others to listen in. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.